For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 20 to 25 now. You have 45 seconds. You will hear an interview with a 17-year-old boy called Daniel, who arranged some events to raise money to improve a local youth club.
Daniel, you've just successfully raised a lot of money to improve your local youth club. Why did you decide to raise this money?
I live in a small village, and without our youth club, it would be very boring. People always say that if young people are bored, they might turn to crime and our village is peaceful, and I didn't want that to happen. Then we had to do a project at school to help the local people, and it seemed like a good idea.
So how did you inform people about the different events that you organised?
I wanted to put up posters in public places, but I wasn't allowed to do that. It would have been impossible to phone everyone, so I emailed people and I set up a Facebook page to let everyone know about it.
Daniel, when you first started your effort to raise money, how did you expect it would go?
Well, I wasn't silly enough to think it was going to be easy to raise a lot of money, but I was quite confident that if I worked hard, I could raise quite a lot in the end. I wasn't expecting to have good results quickly.
What were your feelings after your very first event, Daniel?
The first event was the cooking competition, which I'd been really excited about, as I thought it would raise lots of money. There are so many TV programs about cooking now that I thought it would be really popular, but only 10 people took part, and although we sold all the cakes they made, it raised a disappointing amount of money. I wasn't too sad about it, though, because I ate a lot of cake.
Which of the events did you enjoy the most?
Obviously, it was nice eating cake at the cooking competition, as I just said, but the dog show was really amazing as we had over 50 dogs take part, and it was brilliant fun. Lots of people came to watch it, and we raised a huge amount of money. I felt wonderful after that event. The Sunday sale was okay because people were selling interesting and unusual things, but I didn't really get excited by it.
Finally, Daniel, what are your plans for the future, as you seem to be an ambitious young man?
I like being useful, so I think it's something I will continue to do in the future. Our youth club is great now, so that's all done. My mum said I should learn to cook, as I enjoy cake so much, but cooking isn't for me. But seriously, I think I'll probably start raising money again to do something useful for our town.
Thank you for talking to us, Daniel, and well done.
Now, listen again.
Daniel, you've just successfully raised a lot of money to improve your local youth club. Why did you decide to raise this money?
I live in a small village, and without our youth club, it would be very boring. People always say that if young people are bored, they might turn to crime and our village is peaceful, and I didn't want that to happen. Then we had to do a project at school to help the local people, and it seemed like a good idea.
So how did you inform people about the different events that you organised?
I wanted to put up posters in public places, but I wasn't allowed to do that. It would have been impossible to phone everyone, so I emailed people and I set up a Facebook page to let everyone know about it.
Daniel, when you first started your effort to raise money, how did you expect it would go?
Well, I wasn't silly enough to think it was going to be easy to raise a lot of money, but I was quite confident that if I worked hard, I could raise quite a lot in the end. I wasn't expecting to have good results quickly.
What were your feelings after your very first event, Daniel?
The first event was the cooking competition, which I had been really excited about, as I thought it would raise lots of money. There are so many TV programs about cooking now that I thought it would be really popular, but only 10 people took part, and although we sold all the cakes they made, it raised a disappointing amount of money. I wasn't too sad about it, though, because I ate a lot of cake.
Which of the events did you enjoy the most?
Obviously, it was nice eating cake at the cooking competition, as I just said, but the dog show was really amazing as we had over 50 dogs take part, and it was brilliant fun. Lots of people came to watch it, and we raised a huge amount of money. I felt wonderful after that event. The Sunday sale was okay because people were selling interesting and unusual things, but I didn't really get excited by it.
Finally, Daniel, what are your plans for the future, as you seem to be an ambitious young man?
I like being useful, so I think it's something I will continue to do in the future. Our youth club is great now, so that's all done. My mum said I should learn to cook, as I enjoy cake so much, but cooking isn't for me. But seriously, I think I'll probably start raising money again to do something useful for our town.
Thank you for talking to us, Daniel, and well done.
That is the end of part 4.